Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey.
Hey. I was laughing. I didn't know you were going to pick up. I thought it was just a call. I had a call like that actually that happened to me and I was like, what is this? But I just hit customer service on it because I didn't know what to hit. I didn't know you were going to pick up.
Oh yeah, so it's kind of just like you know, since everybody's at home, it's just like a, you know, like a coaching line for, you know, like team meetings and everything, so that
So you're saying this is how, so you're saying instead of us doing it like we usually like going to team meetings, we're just gonna have to call this number and then do it like this.
Yeah, pretty much. What I wanted to go over is you had a couple, this last week, you had a couple of zeros where, was the two calls that I sent, right? So,
there was nobody on there. I mean, so I just hung up the phone. And hit customer service. So why would they give me a zero for that?
Well, because you have like, it's like a maximum of 30 seconds, I believe, and like 30 or 40 seconds, where, you know, you have to, you know, say, thanks for calling customer service. My name is so-and-so, you know, hey, is anyone there? You know, so you have like 45 seconds.
I said,
to try
hello.
And find someone. right.
Yeah,
but
so,
the calls
but I
are longer
you told me
than
to
45
go.
Seconds. Yeah.
How are they longer than 45 seconds? And you mean you just had this discussion and you said, because I told you I used to wait. You said, don't do that. So I said, well, as soon as I say customer service, nobody picks up. I just hung up with the phone. So I'm not getting it because I'm sure I didn't just stay on the phone. I'm sure I ended the call, right?
Yeah. I mean, you stayed on, but one of them was a minute and 15 seconds. The other one was a minute and a half. So yeah, it's like a maximum amount of 45 seconds.
I don't see how that. Okay, are you sure they're not thinking after I ended the call? It was on after call because I mean, you just had this discussion. So why would I stay on a call and there's nobody on there? Because we just had this discussion the other day, and then when you told me that every time I picked up the phone, I completely hung it up and hit customer service when nobody picked up the line.
Right, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. One of these was from the 29th, and then the other one is from the 2nd.
Oh, so was it before you had already had this discussion with me?
One of them was back
on
the 29th.
Because I know after you told me this, I haven't did that. What was the other one? Because when you told me that, I said, okay, every time I said, thank you for calling. Nobody says something. I immediately click customer service.
Yeah. And then the other one was on the 3rd, I think. Let me see. Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, so this must be before. Oh, so you're saying so is this the ones that gave me the zero for? Are these the ones you were talking about? Or are these some more that you found after you told me that?
These are one of these is the one that I was talking to you about. Then the other one.
I thought you were saying that I had did this like after you told me, and I was like, oh no, I didn't. I don't think I did that. No, but the only reason why I was staying on them was because, like I said, now I do have people that sometimes they'll actually come on the line, but I remember you telling me that before, and you know, you said just don't do it. You said just do it, and then just hang up the phone. So I guess that's maybe where I was thinking that because some people will come on the line. So, you know, I guess maybe that's where that came from, but nobody ever picked up. So I guess I went ahead and hung it up, but yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, some people, you know, some people will come on the line, you know, they set the phone down and they kind of just walk away and forget about it. But, you know, at the same time, you know, there's a maximum of 45 seconds, and then anything really after that.
So how long is 45 seconds anyway? Are you saying counting on your thing?
Yeah, the actual call time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I haven't been doing that. I've just been hanging up. Well, since you told me that, I've been just hanging up. I haven't been only doing that.
Okay. Let me see.
And I remember we had this a long time ago, too. But like I said, sometimes, like, when I'm ready to hang up, people say, oh, I'm there. How? You know, so I guess sometimes I get kind of mixed up with that, and I may let it go, you know, a little linger. You know what I'm saying? But, no, not intentionally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then definitely, you know, what we always want to do, you know, I understand, you know, you're trying to, you know, wait for someone who maybe had set the phone down or whatever, mm-hmm. but we can't really wait on them. You know, if they've put the phone down and, you know, walked away or forgotten about it, you know, it's tough luck, really. You know,
so basically you're saying if when you say thank you for calling and then nobody says nothing, just go ahead and disposition it and just get off. But that's what I've been doing. Though, like I said, this, yeah.
Well, no, well, kind of, yeah. I mean, what I do is, you know, say, hey, thanks for calling customer service. This is Vincent. How can I help you? No one answers. Say, hey, is anyone there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, waited a couple of seconds, and then disconnecting call, no response. Disconnecting call, no response. And then I end the call, and then, you know, move on. Yeah, so I mean, if they don't.
Well, I haven't been doing that. I just go ahead and hang up. Ever since you said it, I'm like, thank you for calling. I'm like, hello. And I just go click, you know, I just hang it up. I mean, I know you told me they was trying to trip about that or whatever. So I ain't even giving them time to come to do all that. I'm just going ahead and hanging up the phone on them.
Right. Yeah. So what I would do then is just, you know, just try to reach out to them twice. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. And then if they don't respond, then disconnect and call, no response, and say that twice, and then go ahead and hang up, and then move on.
Oh, yeah, I used to say that, but whenever you said that, I was like, oh, okay, I guess they just don't want you, but they would just want you to be off the line, so.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's, you know, like, you know, it's as long as the call is, you know, like 30 seconds, you know, you could try to reach out to them within 30 seconds, you know, 30, 45 seconds. If they don't answer, then, you know,
I mean, but they're not gonna dock you if you do it before that time. I mean, if you just go ahead and say, you know, nobody's on there,
not really. Oh. I mean, you know, mine are usually like 25 seconds. You know, it doesn't have to be 45 seconds long. But
yeah, I mean,
that's
basically that's what you're just saying. Don't let it go past the 45. I'm just gonna get off. I'm not even gonna wait on the 45. Apparently, cause if they're not on there. But like I said, I have been about to hang up, but people will be like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, like, oh, I'm there, you know, or they'll call. I guess when that started happening, it kind of threw me off. So, you know, a lot of times I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I'm there and come on. Then I guess I get past the time. I'm not really, because actually I didn't even know it was 45 seconds. So that's another issue. So I didn't know they were actually docking me for that because I didn't even know. I mean, I knew it was a certain time frame, but I didn't know it was 45 seconds. So. I'm glad you told me that because I actually had forgot because it's been a long time since I've been over this stuff. So,
all right. So, do you have any other questions about anything else?
Yeah, I do. It was a couple campaigns I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
Well, God, it's kind of hard now because I don't have any of them pulled up. The campaign we just got with the wireless earbuds. Okay. Whenever they call in on the same day and they say they want to want to cancel the denial, the saves or whatever, it says void it out and only do the shipping. So does that mean I void out all the charges they have or just the shipping? Because you know how they'll bill them for all that extra stuff. So I've been just doing the shipping.
Do you know which one that is? Is that the walnut?
Yes, and I hate it. And they've been giving me those calls.
Okay.
Like crazy. I hate that campaign. I wish they'd take it off because the people are saying that they're signing up for one product and they're saying $6.99. But once the order goes through, it's showing, you know, $80 and they're getting mad. So that's why I hate the campaign because, you know, it's making it harder for on both ends because the people are saying that they're not telling them, you know, that this stuff is going to be billed and then they're getting it on their bill and they're calling mad. So am I supposed to just wait the two shipping charges and then transfer them to, but the only thing about it is I would need to transfer them because they didn't make a threat. So that's what I'm saying, do I just, I mean, I know I can't refund all the charges because it's a regular call. So I'm kind of confused on, do I need to just do the shipping and just tell them, I mean, what do I need to do? Because I've just been doing the shipping. I haven't been doing all the charges. That's what it says. It says refund. It says if it's the same day, void it out and refund the shipping charge. That's what it says. But to me, all of them should be shipping charges, right? If they just ordered it.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, because there's like the
so some of them are straight sales.
$6.99. Yeah, there's the the $6.99 is the shipping for the first set. Then there's a $5.99, which is shipping on a second pair of those headphones.
Yeah.
And then there's like a $18 and change for a like a headphone case, and then another like
$18
for a warranty.
Yeah. So what do I do about that?
So what I do is, from what I understand it, you know, you can, if they don't want the warranty, you could refund the warranty in full. And then for like the headphone case, you know, 50%, you can offer a 50% refund. If they say no
so
to
this,
that, and
is
it's
this
any
time or is it same day? So is this just same day you can do that or is it just any time? Because this campaign has really got me confused with all these charges.
Yeah, I think for the warranty, it's any time. But for
see,
the
I'm glad
like
you talked to me that because I had a customer and I didn't refund it because the lady was mad. But finally, I did because she made a threat. But see, that's the thing. I didn't know that. But hers wasn't the same day. See, that's the thing. It was a couple of days after she could ask for her money back, and I was just like, you know. Because first of all, you can't send a warrant because she kept trying to say she wanted to send a warranty back. You can't send a warranty back to the warranty.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for the camera. Now, this is on the camera. This is different.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as the warranty, it doesn't have to be same day. It could be any time. For the case, if it's the same day, they could get 50 in full. I think once it's shipped out, they can still get 50%. They can still get 50% back, but I'm pretty sure they'd have to make a threat to get a full one on the headphone case.
Well, I don't understand it. This is what I don't get. How do they keep setting this stuff up like this? I mean, they're not understand. They're making it harder for us. I just don't understand why do they keep doing this?
Yeah.
Like adding stuff to people's orders after they're already being billed. I mean, it's really getting on my nerves, like seriously.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just like, I mean, it's, oh my God, it's pretty horrible. Like, cause I mean, it really is. And then I'm just like, I get confused cause I'm like, I got all these charges. I know I can only refund so much. And then, you know, I'm just like, I mean, so I've just been doing the shipping. I am not going to lie. I've just been doing the shipping charge because that's what it says on the script page because they don't make a threat. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, so I'm just like lost. Like, I'm just like, well, I hope, or maybe, I don't know. I figured I would ask you about it. But it's just even it's the same thing even with the TrueView dash cam. Okay, saying that if it's same day, they can get that refunded without a threat. But if it's not, then they need to make a threat, and then I need to offer, I guess, whatever it is on the strip page.
So, let me see. If they're calling in to cancel the trial, you know, you can offer more. You can offer, you know, extra 20 days, 35% off the end of the trial, 50% off, 75% off the end of the trial.
And then they decline all that, and then.
Yeah, then there's no early cancellation fee. They don't need to return anything. If they're calling the same day they ordered and it has not shipped, let me see. Oh, wait, that's for the. This is what confused me because it says if you're calling the same day and the order has not shipped, you may not void the shipping charge. But. Underneath
hold
that,
on,
it says
minute,
for
I'm
watches and ear pods, you will void the shipping charge.
Mm-hmm. do void the shipping charge? Because I've been voiding the shipping charge for the same day.
Yeah, so the only time we can't void the shipping charge is if it's like one of like the face creams or the keto or whatever, right? So for any of the electronics, then yes, you could void the shipping charge on the same day so they don't get the product.
Yeah, and I've been doing that. But the thing is, like you said, when they have all these other charges, you know, and I avoid the shipping, but they're still like, oh my God, well, you know, you billed me for this, they're not making a threat. So that's what I'm saying. So that's, you know,
yeah.
Think, you know,
yeah,
you know,
so
I'm just like, what am I supposed to do then?
Yeah, on the warranty, you could refund that in full if they didn't want it. Yeah, without a threat.
Which one?
For the warranty.
So on either one of the, so you're saying on the camera and the, what's the other product I asked you about?
The headphones.
The watch. Yeah, the headphones.
The watch.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
so,
it won't
see,
either,
I didn't know that.
You know, doesn't, yeah, so whichever warranty they have, you know, if it's for the watch or the headphones or the camera,
mm-hmm.
That could, you know, be refunded if they didn't want it. And then, like, if they have, like, the other straight sale things, like the, you know, the case for the headphones.
Yeah, what
or,
about the case and stuff like that? Do they have to make a threat for that?
If it's the same day, they could get 50% then full. You know, 50% refund, they can still get it. yeah.
Look, I ain't gonna remember all this shit.
If it's already shipped out, then, you know, they could still get a 50% refund, but they'd have to make a threat to get the full refund, from how I understand it.
Oh, yeah, this is just too, they keep adding all this stuff on here. And then the thing is, see, that's why I said we need to have, when they add this stuff on here, they need to tell you to do a, you know, like how we did for the other campaign. Like, I understand we can read the strip page, but sometimes, you know, you still have questions, you know, just like I'm asking you all these questions.
Yeah.
If you had did a meeting with me or whoever and said, you know, told me all this stuff, you know, then I would have known, because I'm just like, I don't know if I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be on the safe side. I'm just not going to refund it. But at the same time, if I do need to refund it, then I want to refund it. But, you know, but I'm kind of just like, don't really know. But I was intending to hit you up and ask you about it, because, I mean, I've been getting a lot of these calls on those Walnut Global. That's all I've been getting is that and that freaking healthy living. But even on the Green Ape, I was going to ask you, so when people call in, what saves do we just offer? If they call in and say, I want to cancel, I don't want this, I just offer the 20% and the 60-day hold, and after that I can just cancel it out, or am I supposed to be offering more saves on the Green Ape CBD oil?
On the Green Ape?
Yeah, because I've just been doing 2060, because that's all it's showing on the page for discount. So I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, not supposed to be offering more. You know what I'm saying? Because I've just been doing the 2060, and then I've been can't. I mean, that's really the only discount I see up there. So,
yeah, let me see. Okay, so if they have straight sale with monthly, customers are charged a discounted price up front and have selected to receive it monthly. Save protocol. You may discount 20% off if accepted, and they ask, can it be applied to the current charge? You may do so. And you may offer to downgrade to fewer bottles or 60-day billing. Okay, so yeah, so it looks like there's the 20% discount / refund if they ask for it, and then
so is that the 20%, is that a discount or is that a refund? Because I've been offering it as a discount.
Yeah, so it's a discount, but if mm-hmm. they ask you know, can that be, you know, can I get a refund, or can that discount be applied to the current charge, then yes, you could refund the 20%.
But if they don't, or if they say, I just want to cancel, and I say, oh, you want a 20% discount, they say no. And then I say, well, you want to do a 60-day hold, they say no. They just like, I don't want any product canceled. So I'm fine for offering it like that, because that's how I've been doing it. So I want to make sure I'm not doing it wrong.
I would.
That's what I've been doing. Cause they normally they're going to ask for all the money back. They don't usually ask, like you said, can I just give it to him to read? Nobody ever says that. Because when you offer it as a discount, you see what I'm saying? They don't. They're just like, no, they just want to cancel it. So then I'll say you want to do the 60-day whole billing, and then they'll say no. And then I'll just cancel because but they're not asking for any money back is what I'm saying. They just like, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. So, you know, yeah, I'm just canceling it. I'm not, you know,
offering any other thing. Yeah, if they're not asking for their money back, then, you know, it'd be a 20% discount, 60-day billing. And then I would also, you know, throw in there, because it's on the script talking about you may offer to downgrade to a lesser quantity. So say they're getting like five bottles a month, you can say, well, you know, we have a deal on like three bottles a month or something like that.
Okay, that's what I was asking. See, I saw that and I didn't really know what I needed to offer. So you said if they have five bottles, you could say, do I want to downgrade to three? Okay, so if they have three, then what do I need to downgrade to? Because I don't know if it does it.
One, maybe.
One, I guess one. But how would I go in if they did? I don't know how to change it. How would I even change it if they wanted me? I've never did it. So, I mean, that's why I was scared to offer, because I was scared if somebody asked for it. I didn't really know how to do it. And then I know they're kind of street talking those Green Ape calls. So I didn't really want to screw it up. So I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to offer that because I don't know how to go in and do it. So I would probably would have just put it on the Google Doc.
Let
them do it. I don't know. I mean, that's what I usually do. Anything I can't do, I just put on the Google Doc. I mean, because at least I'm making sure it's getting done, you know. But I'm not going to screw it up. Because, you know, when we're so busy, it's hard to get help with stuff like that. Because then that means the customer's having to wait for a long time. I'm having to wait on a response. Then, you know, they end up docking you saying, oh, you got dead air and all. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, some people don't want to have conversation on the phone, you know, and you're trying to make straws talk while you're trying to get answers. And you know what I'm saying? It kind of, you know, but some people don't want to talk. Then I don't want them saying, oh, you know, she's taking too long. You know, the customer's just sitting here waiting. You know what I'm saying? Then they'll start complaining about that. So that's why I just never offered it, because I know I don't even know how to go in and change it. So.
Okay, so what you would do is, let me see.
Well, of course, you know, by you telling me this, that's still not going to help, because I have to be really physically seeing you do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not going to remember, you know, because we get so many calls. By the time I get one of those, I'm not even going to remember what you say. That's why I said they need to have I just don't understand how they can dock us for stuff when they don't even give us training on this stuff. They just throw it on here and then want you to read the script page. I mean, I just don't get that. At least do one day of training of you showing us what to do and telling us about this stuff. At least, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because that's why I get mad a lot of times when they dock you for stuff, because it's like, how are you docking me for stuff? I've never even been trained on this before. Like, I'm just really trying to pick this up as I go quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy. You know, they used to do that all the time, and I see they're still, which I'm saying, I don't think I've got docked for anything like that. I mean, most of mine are just stuff that I know about, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Okay, you got it pulled up.
Yeah, I sent you a couple screenshots. So you would pretty much hit create new order. Make sure the thing says, you know, the CS campaign customer service, and then start call. Then it'll bring you to that other page where you scroll down a little bit, and then you'll see a list of the products. And then, you know, so if they're you know, getting the 800 milligram, you know, times three, you know, they're getting one of those, you hit the little plus sign. To add, you know, one of those orders to one of the three bottles monthly, you know, you would add that, and then it would, you know, when you scroll all the way down to process, it would then bill them, and you would refund the other one, so that whatever one they had that they are changing, right?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've done. Oh God, I hadn't done that. I see, but I hadn't done that, and so. But so that's the thing. You don't, when you're on these calls. And you know, if you're not constantly doing something all the time, you know, it's still going to be like, because I'm not going to think to go back, oh, let me go back and look, you know, or I'm still going to be puzzled, like, you get what I'm saying? Because I've never did it. You know, this other stuff, I do it all the time. basically what I try to do is memorize. That's how I do. I have to memorize everything, and then I just do it off the top of my head. But when it's stuff like this that I've never did before, I have, you know, by the time you get through taking so many different calls and, you know, protocols for this and that, you know, it's hard to just, you know what I'm saying, for that to just click.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said they should let us go through this and, you know, you show it to us a couple of times. Because like I said, I just, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, it can get
a little much.
Yeah.
And it's too much to do on these calls. This is just too much stuff they have on him. And then they don't want you to not have dead air. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hard. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know me, I talk on all my calls. But the thing about me is when it's something I don't know how to do, that's the thing. I don't like to talk because, see, I want to make sure that I'm not screwing it up. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be trying to hold a conversation with them because I need to be focused on not screwing up the order.
Right.
So, I mean, you get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be, I might be just like, then I get tired of saying, oh, you know, bear with me. And you know what I'm saying? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. Lord.
Yeah.
I just wish y'all would quit giving me, I already told y'all, I don't want none of this new stuff. Look, don't be giving me nothing. Just keep me with the old stuff. I can't do it in my sleep. Stop adding all this stuff on here. It's driving me crazy. And then, you know, I got my kids. That's another issue. You know, I have to stop. And then a lot of times, too, now I'm not going to lie, if I did that, it's probably not intentionally, but my kids ask me something I forgot. You know what I'm saying? And then nobody's on the phone, and I'm helping them, and I'm like, oh, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, I'm like, and then y'all are probably just thinking I'm just sitting there. You get what I'm saying? Why y'all are thinking like, oh, she's just on the phone because she's trying to keep taking a call. No, I'm not doing that. It's just that I got two kids over here hollering about schoolwork. I got these people over here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot going on at one time, which I know that's not y'all's fault. But, of course, it's not our fault either. So, I mean, you know, we can't help that, you know, they have to stay at home and be virtual. And a lot of times, too, I'm not going to lie. Now, that's probably what's happened. If you found like calls just like that, it's not because I'm just trying to not take calls. It's just probably because my kids, I walked up and I helped. You know what I'm saying? I really just lost train of thought and forgot that, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, get off the call. So
yeah,
that's probably what's happened on those calls too. Cause you know, I'm not just going to be sitting on no calls, you know, as you can notice, if that's happening, you can see it's because my kids are at home. It's not, I haven't been doing this before these kids came home for this virtual.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's definitely understandable and all that.
Well, apparently it's not understandable for the QA because they don't care about giving you a damn zero. I mean, y'all are probably more understanding to it because y'all know, because like I told Ms. DeYoung, and she was like, oh, yeah, I know, because one time I was in manual dial for like a long time. She was like, are you okay? And then I told her what happened. She was like, I understand. You know, she didn't even say you know what I'm saying? Because she was like, I know people got their kids at home. Are you trying to maintain your job? You know what I'm saying? So, like, she didn't even get mad enough. And she was like, okay. She was like, I know. And she was like, I know it's hard. Like, but you have to understand, y'all are understanding, but they're not understanding when they grade these calls. You know, because I guess they're thinking, like, they don't really know. They're just thinking you're just, you know, just doing this stuff on purpose. So they're just quick to give you a zero. Not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, not even having no kind of sympathy or nothing. Just not even try. I mean, I know that's not their job to be like, to think, oh, you know, maybe she's helping her kids, you know? I mean, I know they can't look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all can. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it is. It's like I told Ms. D, it's rough because I had talked with her. You know, just because, you know, I know her, we talk like that. And I was sending her some kind of papers or something. And I was telling her about the virtual, and she was like, yeah, I know. She was like, you know, they are kind of, you know, being lenient because, you know, like you said, people, you know, if people's lives have changed, you know, it's not like it was when we were out there. And I really wish I was still out there because I probably could get better training, you know?
I would
like to come back to work, but I can't.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, better as far as, you know, getting help and stuff when you're in-house, but, you know, it's definitely...
I know. I wish. I promise you, I really want to come back. I can't come back if I wanted to. Their school has went totally virtual. Like they said, they're not even going back this year, period. Yeah, so that's what I said. I'll be honest, I really wanted to come back. I didn't know this stuff was going to turn out like this. But maybe next year, maybe it'll be better. I'm hoping. I don't know. Because if they do, I'm going to come back in-house because this is ridiculous. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I know I can reach out to you, and but you got to understand, by the time I get off at 5 o'clock, I done forgot half of the stuff I need to ask you. I done forgot what campaign. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have it on my mind. Like, oh, I'm going to ask him this. You know, by the time I get off, I got 50,000 things to do. I done forgot. And then when you call half the time, I can't even remember.
All you need to do is, you know, just when you're thinking about it, just open up Teams and just put in there, you know, question about, you know, Green Apes, whatever, and then just send it to me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Even
I forgot about
that. If I can't answer
that,
it right then, at least it'll be there so you'll remember later.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to just send it to I'll just send it to your inbox, and of course you'll know. You just respond when you can, and then that way I can go back and read. You know what I'm saying? Or either you can call me, or you know, we can talk about it. Because this, like I said, there's been quite a few things they've just thrown, especially all this cameras and all this case and all this stuff. I'm like, and then it doesn't say on there like, okay, hey, you can refund this for the case, or I mean, I'm saying it's not really specific about all these charges. So, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm not screwed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand people are upset. I'd be mad too. So I want to make sure, you know, that they're getting their money back. But at the same time, I can't just, you know, give them all their money back.
Right.
You know, so unless they make a threat, but then I still have to transfer them because I can still only do two charges. And then, two is actually one, but then you transfer them to a supervisor. So I don't know. It's, and on that, with something else on that TH quality call, it's the guy that's named on the strip page, it's only for him, right? Only if that person pops up, then you need to follow that process that's in red, right? Because, you know, last time I screwed up when they had, you know, on the TH quality, some guy's names pop up and it says if you get him, somebody got Antonio something, this is the process you need to go through. So I'm assuming that's just... What? You never saw it on there? Yeah, it's on there. It's in red. It has something about this. It has this guy's name, and it has a procedure they want you to follow, if I'm assuming, if you get the guy or something. You never saw that on there? Because, you know, last time I screwed up went on, they had that, and somebody called in, and I guess I was just burnt out, and I didn't do it. Remember that campaign? I don't know. You don't remember, but I remember I told you when Ms. Dionka had told me about it, but I think she just ended up taking it off. She didn't, you know, she just told me about it. But she just ended up taking it off.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, okay, hold on.
Yeah. I'm just saying because I want to make sure because last time I remember, because I know, Bush McCullough was like, I had just told you about that. I don't want to lie. He had just told me. And then, like, the end of the day, I got the call. It was my last call. And I just handled it as a regular call. And I think they said they ended up losing a merchant behind that. So that's why I was making sure that that I know, like, so I don't do that again. Because, I mean, I could have really gotten in trouble for that. But I think they
That Anthony Terrio. But, no, I haven't talked to him or anything, so I don't know.
Me either. But I'm just saying that's just for him, whoever that person is. It is just follow the protocol for if you get that person, I guess. That's what you need to do, just follow what they got in the red. Because I screwed up one of those one time before, so I wasn't, I wasn't trying to do it again. Like, forget, because I'm not going to lie, I'm telling you, my mind, I have a lot of stuff on my mind sometimes, and I'm going to tell you, I'd be like, from here to Timbuktu. Like I said, a lot of times when I do some of my calls, now it's because my brain is overloaded. Look, it ain't that I'm doing anything intentionally now. Now, you probably could say that last year, but now I got hollering and screaming here. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh God, the people hollering and screaming. I'm just about to explode. I really wish I could get my shift changed. Oh, you know what I need you to do while you're on here? Go and change my email. The email that I got on there is backed up, so I don't want y'all to be trying to send me something that I might need from HR or something, and then it's not going to go, I won't get it. And then can you tap into the account? Because, I still have the email. It's just that it's full, and I haven't had time to delete my email, so I'm not receiving any emails there, but that's the one I have on file in case, like, y'all need to tell me something. So I don't want y'all, somebody to be trying to email me, and then I'm not getting in there thinking I'm just not responding or something.
Okay, so and definitely, try to check, check your emails regularly.
Yeah, don't do that either. I'm not going to lie. Miss Dion could be, she's like, Marquise, you should never get your email, because they know me, they have to tell me sometimes, because I seriously, I ain't going to lie. Sometimes my mind be so gone, I don't even check my email, but I've been going on there to check it, or sometimes I go on the weekend. But, I've been checking it. But, and that's the same thing with the email. They put all this stuff on here. You're reading all of it, and you're like, I understand at the time, but when you get on all these calls, you're not going to even remember half the stuff that you have agreed to. And then they're going to say, I signed it. So I was just reading it. But, you got to understand, after you took so many calls, you can't remember all this stuff.
Yeah, it gets hard. Any other questions about any other campaigns or?
Let me think about it. Let me see. First of all, I had to think about the campaigns in order to. I did have an issue about the Green Aid because I know I had that one. It was. I think it was just basically the Green Aid, and then the two, what is it? And then the two. And I think it was the ones about all the new things we got, like the Karen. I've already asked you that. I'm trying to think if there's anything, because the other ones are pretty much our old campaign stuff that I've been doing. So I think that was it. I think basically it's those, which I still need probably a refresher, because I'm not even going to remember all that. But I think that was basically it as far as that I can remember. What I'm doing is, like you said, either just send it to you or put it in Teams whenever you get time. If I come across it, something that I don't know, I'll just, another thing too, when we get, like, a lot of times when I get these soup calls and I'm supposed to go in to put the credit card in, sometimes it's not, you know how you have to just go in and put it in, like, on the fulfillment page. But, like, sometimes it's not, it won't either pop up. I don't know. It was some issue I was having with that, too. God, I don't really remember what it was.
When someone's calling in to update their credit card?
Yeah, it was some issue I was having. Like, it wasn't letting me do it, or I don't know what it was, or something. It wasn't taking it, or something it was doing. So when that happens, do I need to just put it on the dock or what? How you try to force bill somebody, and you go in to the fulfillment center and put all their information in so they could go ahead and get a product shipped out. Or even for orders declined. How sometimes you'll try to rerun it through to see if it'll go through. I don't know. I was having issues with that at one time. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was something with that. But I don't know. I don't know if it comes up again. I guess I'll just have to send it, screenshot it or something, send it to you. I don't know. And then I think that may be it that I can remember. Pretty much everything that I can't do or that I don't remember to do, I just put it on the dock. Just like these accounts, right. We used to cancel it, but now you can't cancel it. So I just put that on the dock. I don't understand why would they make it, we can't go back in and reopen up accounts to do like discounts and stuff.
Yeah. So anything like that, it would just go on the dock and all that.
I've been doing that.
All right.
I'll just send it to you.
So just when you think of them, just send it to me, and then, you know, so that way we don't forget, and you know, we can come back later and get those questions answered. Okay.
All right. Did you go in and change the email?
Change the email.
Remember, I told you I need you to change my email to 80. You know how that page you pulled up for me that day when you went and changed my address to my mom's address? Don't even, wasn't my email on that? Because I've got, cause, you know, sometimes they'll email you like through your email, and I can't receive like, when I'm talking to attendants and stuff. Like, and I don't want them to be sending me something, and then, you know, they think I'm not responding. You know what I'm saying? But I'm actually not getting it because my emails are backed up. Because, you know, I'm always talking to Miss D and stuff.
I'd have to look at it here in a few minutes, and we'll see if we can fix it here in a few minutes.
So you just send it to you on the chat, and then I guess when you get time, you can go in and fix it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Just don't forget, because like I said, a lot of times when I text her, sometimes she's been responding back to me in that one for our, like, for our job email. But a lot of times when I'm attending, sometimes they'll respond, you know, like through your regular email. So I just want to make sure if they're sending me something, they don't think I'm just ignoring them or whatever. I'm not, you know, I'm not responding.
As long as you send me a message on there, it'll just be a reminder, and then I can go back and get it fixed for you. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll go. Let me go ahead and send it. Because once I start taking these calls, I'm going to forget.
Yeah, go ahead and do that now, and I will talk to you later, and we'll get that all sorted out, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.